President's remarks during the opening of the new USIA transmitter complex at Greenville, North Carolina, from the President's office at the White House, February the 8th, 1963.
It gives me great pleasure to open this dedication of a new transmitter complex for the United States Information Agency. Today is a beginning. More peoples in many new lands will now hear the sound of the voice of this country, the voice of America. The radio arm of the USIA helps to tell America's story abroad. The voice of America is young in years, but it is experienced indeed. These powerful new transmitters at Greenville symbolize an advance into a new dimension of responsibility. The years ahead hold the promise of our telling America's story to people unable to hear it now. Today, the voice is strong where once it was weak. Today, the voice of America can better reach those whose masters seek to drown it out with jamming and interference. It is the truth of ideas that this new facility will communicate to an eager world. A man may die, nations may rise and fall, but an idea lives on. Ideas have endurance without death. In this dawn of the space age, Telstar and Relay share the future with these transmitters. Telstar and Relay cannot broadcast directly into a home, but these shortwave transmitters do. Both they and the satellites will tomorrow help tell our story to the world. To the United States Information Agency, I say congratulations on the new Greenville facility. Your burden in the years ahead is one of truth and challenge. I am confident it will be well discharged, and free men everywhere will listen to the sound of your words of truth that seek out men and women of the world that wish to listen to the voice of freedom, to the voice of America.